Thank you. And now on the questions on economic empowerment of women, thank you for the questions. Again, on the question of pension values for older women, Portugal, not only within the national strategy for equality, but also other sectoral policies, has been promoting the economic empowerment of women in vulnerable situations, particularly older women, persons with disabilities, migrants, those under international protection, ethnic minorities, and Roma. There is, for example, an incentive and support for participation by migrant women and ethnic minorities in associations. There is training in equality, gender equality of professionals working with vulnerable groups, including homeless persons, migrants, Afro-descendants, and others. There is a training plan, ongoing training for professionals working in the units that intervene and work with homeless persons. And there have been activities to prevent school dropout by children from these communities. We are working on this systematically, taking the approach that we have to work with the youngest and the oldest. And something else that I should mention is the measures in social security, which have been adopted, including the recent strategy to combat poverty. That was adopted last year. The national strategy to combat poverty up to 2030, which includes the gender perspective through disaggregated data and indicators, and addresses different forms of social discrimination linked to gender. Looking at pensions, the difference is the consequence of the gender pay gap during a person's working life, and we still have a lot of older persons, largely women, who before the 1970s were working in the informal sector, and therefore there were no contributions made to the social security, which means that they receive the so-called survival pension, but did not make the necessary contributions to give them the right to a higher pension. Now, we continue with the so-called complement of solidarity for women in this type of situation with low pensions, and 79% of people receiving that complement are women. So that's a very specific measure to combat poverty among older women. Thank you.